Thank you, everybody that's here. Wow. There's a lot of people I missed, though, when I came in. You know, working this year, and if I didn't get to come to you and hug you, I'm sorry. You know, you had to see me after the meeting to get that hug, because, you know, that's my attraction. You know, my first meeting I came to was May 2nd, 1987, was in New Haven, Connecticut, you know, and there's three people at the door, you know, and I was so hungry because I was just sick and tired, you know. You know, I heard the message and I was attracted to people I saw when I was in Colorado coming out of a program, you know, that had 5 years, and, you know, years, right? And I said, wow, it could be a day one day, you know? And I said, you know, I heard my story, and bottom line is, moved to Connecticut, and I didn't want to go there or be there because, you know, I'm from the moonshine country of the hills, you know, and but I needed that relocation for me, you know, to get started. It's just a whole new way. I just gave faith and just trusted. That's all, I, you know, and but I knew Narcotics Anonymous was my home when I heard my story, you know. And when I showed up at that first meeting and those three people, you know, hugged me at the door, and I asked him, you know, well, I don't know what else to do. What can I do? He says, you can be at the door, take my place, and keep doing that, you know. And next month, I've been doing that for 28 years, you know. So that is my power of attraction. Anywhere I go, there's a meeting that doesn't have a door greeter, I'm the door greeter. You know, because I travel a lot for my job. I'm blessed to travel a lot. You know, I just came down from New Jersey because I always am a servant to this convention. You know, people don't know me, you know, from here. You always see me every year at here. Sometimes I go to some meetings around, yeah. My sponsor's in the Montgomery area, you know. I came to Frederick in 1991, you know, who's hosted this year's convention, and they were my home for quite a while, you know, and I just, you know, I kind of, you know, was still scared, you know, I still kind of like had reservations a little bit. There even early on, you know, but people assured me that I was in the right place, you know. And what it was is that I just kept reaching out and talking at meetings when I was so unassured and had so many differences of opinion and how I wanted to, I thought it was, you know, different in my way, and it's not, you know, my way all the time. And, you know, the attraction was to how people kept telling the newcomers, you know, to just keep coming back. We're going to love you no matter what, you know. And I was ingrained with the old Stone Way program in the beginning, you know, that there's no relationships for the first year. You know what I mean? That too, I mean, you know, what people told me literally in this program, I listened to what they said because I was just so sick and tired of going back and forth to prison where I've been for 6 years of my life, in and out three times. I just had to stay centered and focused here because you guys showed me by just keep coming all the time, even in those small meetings. You know, where we took the meetings throughout the state. When I showed up, I kept asking what I wanted. What can I do? You need to follow us and keep. We're going to pick you up. You know, some meetings you'll be the coffee maker, or some meetings you'll be the secretary, whatever. That's how it was back then. You know, that's how we did meetings. We had 32 meetings in the state of Connecticut in 1987 that me and five other people took around the whole state. You know, and I just left there last week. And yeah, I just talked about being the door greeter. This is supposed to be the largest NA meeting in the whole state, right? In Connecticut, there's over 250 people there. And there's supposed to be two door greeters at the door. And none of them showed up. So who was the door greeter, right? And I got to find the first person that I saw at that meeting when I first came in the door. Had 34 years clean. And still doing the same job. The same job. That's why I'm still attracted by doing the same basic things that I came in here to do. Right? You know, when you're running difficulties and problems, you know, you're uneasy of it, just work the first three steps again. You'll get the answers. You know? And to reach and find the winners in this fellowship is what, you know, it matters. That's, you know, what I am attracted to. The people that really want to work this thing and really have the desire just to stay clean. It can be the newcomer. A lot of times it is a newcomer that has helped me many times. When I was going through a divorce in Montgomery County, and when I had left and gone up to New England, you know, the New England area up there, I was just so baffled by the divorce. And I didn't want to leave, you know, Montgomery area at all. I didn't want to leave Frederick area either. But that was a decision of the other person, and I just had to accept it. I had to practice the acceptance that people taught me in this program. And the newcomer that I had talked about in Massachusetts, you know, told me that you need to come to my house tonight and stay here tonight on your way to Maine, because I need to hear your experience and you need to hear my experience through the divorce. And that's how it works. I really believe it, you know. It's the experience that we have, the things that we went through from one another, is how we can make each other grow. And that person that gave me that hope, they only had 3 months clean. You know, I know him back today to have 16 years clean. You know, that's what it's about. You know, seeing those people still coming back, right? And just not giving up, no matter what. And you think my hardest part and problem, and I got to keep it short, is that in Montgomery County, I used to go to this meeting called Illness and Recovery. You know? And that's before I got to be in the PI area for doing work for the telephone rooms, you know. But it was so hard. It was so hard because I was at the end of my line and hope in my life, because they told me that I had hepatitis C and I needed to get treated and do the things they wanted me to do, and if I didn't do them, that I might die. And I didn't want to do them because it was putting a needle in my arm, and it terrified me because that was my drug, you know, way in the day. And but I knew I was still attracted. I was attracted to the people that wanted this. It's just people in Narcotics Anonymous, you know. And I got centered with the people in Maryland, those winners out there, and I talked about it at that meeting. Because we have specialty meetings, you know. And
You know, two guys there brought me to the side and they talked about it right at the meeting and said, Vincent, from now on, whatever you're doing in life now, you got to put it on hold. You know, for once, you're just going to have to trust and believe enough. Because right now, tonight, you're going home with a couple people and staying at their house in Knoxville, Maryland. You know, and because there are other people going through the same thing I'm going through. You know, in Narcotics Anonymous. I says, okay, I'm ready. You know, I forget about everything else. You know, my son can take care of it. And they babies, you know, dad can tell them what to do. And, you know, he took care of it. You know, and I tell you, that was the most uplifting experience, you know, that somebody gave me back. Because they believed, you know, in me when I wanted to not give up and give in to myself at all. I didn't, you know, I was so sick every day. I wanted to commit suicide from that stuff. You know, and people helped me. You know, people put it in my arm. They showed me. And I lost the fear. I just lost the fear because they were believing in me that I was going to get better. You know? And today, I was a non-responder to it after a few months. So they took me off. I went back into running marathons again. You know? Because that's something I did early on after they told me that, you know, for your first year, no sex, you know, no none of that. And, you know, you can even smoke for your whole first year. And I gave up all those two things. And then after that first year, I graduated. You know, that first year, I graduated, and yes, you know. But, you know, and but still, you know, I just love giving back what was so freely given to me. You know, and that's the spirit, you know, of love that we have towards one another. And that's just welcoming you to being welcome to this meeting. Did I come to you tonight to welcome you? You know, if I didn't, you know, I hope that you'll see me afterwards because I like to keep giving it back. And I know we don't have a lot of time here. And I just want to thank the area. How much time again? I want to go over. Okay. So, you know, I guess from the steps, you know, just in working the steps. You know, people, you know, I heard all those things even in the beginning, you know, that we have to do step work and we need to do step work. And, you know, I couldn't get much involved with it there really for the first year. I couldn't even tell you that I was an addict for the first year, you know, because I was really, you know, I had reservations. I did not trust you guys. You know, I did not trust these people. You know, coming to me and you know, hugging on me. You know, I didn't know if you were real. Are you manipulating me or something? You know what I mean? And I just was really looking for a way of life that was real. Nothing phony. No, you know, all these other programs and fellowships we can go to today that have all this stuff. You know, and I've been there. You know, I was in a treatment facility for, like, I was supposed to be there 18 months, you know. But I didn't want to be there, so, you know, I just didn't stay, you know. But, I guess, too, by working the first three steps on a continuum basis is what, you know, keeps me clean and keeps me centered into the, you know, atmosphere of just
wanting and being a servant, you know. I just wanted to be of help to, you know, people all the time. And because I myself out there, I didn't like being alone. I was attracted just into helping out at other places that where they always needed me, you know. And I think too, that's what's always keep bringing me back every year. No matter where I'm at, I'm still coming back to this area to help out that, you know, I first did when I first came here, you know. And, you know, I think it's very important that we trust and we believe in our sponsors. You know, because I think sponsorship is the key and the main heart of this program. You know, our sponsors, I still use them freely today. I've only had three. Only one of them has passed. But, you know, those two others I use all the time, no matter what. So, you know, Frederick in Maryland itself, though, is still a very big part, you know, of my, you know, growth in Narcotics Anonymous. And it's because you guys, you know, liked what I had to do, and you kept telling me that to keep doing what I was doing, you know, that also made me be okay with inside myself that I was doing the right thing, you know, because I didn't want to abridge or go a part of our guidelines and our teachings. I just wanted to stay centered in what we have to give back. And those are three basic principles that we have to talk about all today, you know, being open-mindedness, you know, willingness, you know, and honest, you know, no matter what. And, you know, I was just asked, you know, about an hour ago, you know, to be here. And I can just speak in what's on inside of my heart. And the person that, you know, just is here for the first time, you know, don't even think or get grounded in those, you know, stories or things that go. They will pass. You know, all those things will pass. You know, and I think the key to my whole recovery was that I kept believing and talking to those first people that brought me in the room, because those people in Connecticut, those three people, you know. When I had those times of problems in the first 30 days, you know, I was sweating in my head. I was, you know, thinking what I was going to do and that. And I said, you know, God brought me out of prison. And I almost died because I had overdosed in the state of Texas. And it could have almost locked me up as a habitual offender, you know. But my officer didn't know what had happened. I reached out to my father in Connecticut and told him what had happened. And he came down, and I told him that, you know, the Audi that was seized by me, by the police and all that. And I wanted this stuff back, and I had to say no to everything. You know, because I had heard that attraction from the other fellowship, that there was another way of life out here. And those people in that prison cell, you know, had told me that there was a program called Narcotics Anonymous that are for sick people like you that are talking about drugs all the time, because They were always, you know, they're all AA, you know, the other fellowship. I'm not supposed to say that word, right? But I'm not endorsing them. But, you know, they are a gift to us. They really are. We learned everything from them. You know, I bless them a lot. You know, and because I was in David Crosby's bunk there in Texas, who was a recovering addict. And, you know, I thought when I saw his name there and that he was seeking recovery, you know, that too also meant a lot to me, you know, that I was in the right path. Eventually I might get it, you know. And it took me that last time when I went out, when, you know, I had OD'd and did that. You know, I knew that I wasn't doing this anymore for anybody else. You know, that I knew that God had given me one more last chance. And I needed to earn that chance. And I had to find a place to stay and stick to. And that's what I did. I found the attraction of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and to this day, I still keep going back to where it came from. And this is not an endorsement of what's going on up there, but I go to Pigs in Space every year. And people don't know. Everybody asks me all the time, says, "You going to Pigs in Space?" Yeah. Well, yeah, Pigs in Space is the largest NA event in the world. And it's hosted in Connecticut at the amusement park. And I will be going up there again this year. It's May 15th. You know, and I come back from Germany the week before. I will be celebrating my 28th year in Berlin, Germany, as a gift of Narcotics Anonymous, not a gift of my own. I'm going there for vacation, yeah. But then again, I got to remember my time. And I found a bilingual group to go to up there. And, you know, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to give you back what's so freely given to me, and that was just a message of hope and a willingness, you know, to change. That's what I think is really all about. We can hear these things and believe these things, but if we're not really willing to work those steps to change those things, you know. But we have to be willing. That's all it takes, is that willingness. You don't have to change right away. You won't. And I'm still working on some areas. We all will work on areas, no matter what. So I love you guys. And if nobody told you today they love you, I do. Because I believe in you, because you believed in me for the first time ever, that I was going to be okay. You know, you believed in me. And that is the attraction. Because of you believing in me, I just got hungry for this thing, and I'm still hungry to this day. 28 years later, I'm still hungry to give it back to someone that never heard it for the first time. You know what I mean? So, with y'all, I love you. Keep coming back no matter what. It works, right? It works if you work it. All right.